How much, and we talked about Telvin earlier, and it struck you that late in the season, week by week, the perception of this guy started changing a little bit from where nickel guy to start, who maybe could be an every down guy in the NFL, to late in the season, it looked like, wow, this guy might be a core player. This guy might be special on a full-time basis going forward. Did you see that change?
Yes, yes. And you know, starting out with the nickel position only was a way to get him acclimated to the speed and, you know, the strength and the ability within the NFL. And he did a good job with it, and we were able to evolve to where we could play him more on first and second down. Then at the end of the season, I don't know exactly what game, but he was a three-down linebacker, which, you know, he did a really good job. And, you know, I said this all during the season, as thin as he looks,
right,
he plays, you know, a physical brand of football. He doesn't get knocked around in there like you would think he would with his size. So that was impressive. And, you know, when he was able to continue to practice hard throughout the season, he didn't hit a rookie wall. I mean, that was impressive.
And played a lot to not really have a dip at the end of the season. Sometimes,
I mean, that's right.
He essentially started at nickel. So you might have seen a lapse at the end, but seemed to get better as the season.
Yeah, he
went
did.
On.
He got better. He's a football guy. He really, to me, he gets into football. He enjoys football. He studies it. He works hard to be the best that he can be. But still, he's a rookie, and I think that the biggest growth that a player will experience is from his first year to the second year. So we expect big things from Telvin.
Let's go defensive line now. Jaguars.com Live presented by EverBank. Bob Babich is with us. Cinderic Marks, actually surgery today to repair the ACL. That's good news to get that process started. Roy Miller, he's going to be ready to roll, should be ready to roll by the offseason program. But you got those guys locked up for a while in the middle, which that defensive line had a heck of a year.
They did. They did. You know, Coach Wash, once again, and Coach White Hutton, they do a great job with these guys. And, you know, I don't know, we were up there in sacks. I think we were fourth in the NFL sacks, something like that. Yeah. And, you know, they did a good job, Aaron.
But they spread it out. They spread it out.
Yeah, that is correct. You know, between Cinderic and Clem and Ryan Davis and, you know, before Brancher got hurt, you know, they did spread it out. And it's a neat thing. And linebackers and some secondary sacks here and there sprinkled in. Mm-hmm. You know, so, and also, you know, we did a good job at the point of attack versus the run. And as the year went on, we got a lot better versus the run. And that had a lot to do with the back end. You know, that they were fitting it up a little better and stuff like that. So our D-line is stout, and they're veterans, and Red Bryant did a great job, and Tyson, and, you know, there's just a bunch of guys that, with a team effort, they were really good up front.
I thought maybe the most notable thing about the pass rush, and I said it most of the year, was that it wasn't like this team had a lot of 10-point leads in the fourth quarter this year. And that's usually when you have big sack numbers start to pile up. But you guys were able to get rush in situations where maybe you were down by four and maybe it wasn't obvious passing situations. What do you think the key to that was? Is that just effort from all four guys?
Well, yeah, and I think recognizing, you know, the recognition they get from the practice, you know, with Coach Wash, you know, when it's pass and when it isn't and when to attack and when to sit down versus draw set. And, you know, there's all kind of different things. But also, you know, like I mentioned, these guys are veteran guys. They understand you know, what it takes to get a great pass rush, and, you know, on first, second, or third down, you know, they were able to do that.
We appreciate your time. We're trying to figure out what you're going to do next week in Mobile, because last year you coached linebacker.
Yeah, I did.
So,
you know,
so
that was fun. I don't know. I'm just going to hang out with you guys maybe, you know. So,
you're always welcome.
Yeah, I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
We appreciate your time.
You bet.
Bob Babich joining us, Jaguars defensive coordinator on Jaguars.com Live. Lock in your 2015 season tickets today. The Jags have emailed your personalized 2015 season ticket renewal brochure. The January 16th deadline is, boy, a couple of days away. Renew now and enter to win amazing prizes, including a Shad Khan suite experience, appearances from Jackson DeVille and The Roar, and Super Bowl tickets. For information about your account, call 904-633-2000. Select option one, and the Jaguars want to give you more this upcoming 2015 season. The home schedule is out, of course. The divisional teams here, Texans, Colts, Titans, AFC East. The Dolphins are here. The Bills game is in London, and that is a morning kick in Jacksonville, by the way. And the NFC South team, Panthers and Falcons, are here, and the Chargers come in from the AFC West.